is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At the U.S. Capitol, former President Carter now lies in state.
The late president's remains were brought out from the Human Rights Center that's named for him in Atlanta, where the former Georgia governor had lain in state. The motorcade making its way to the U.S. Navy Memorial in downtown Washington. Carter's flag-draped casket was then transferred to a horse-drawn caisson and began its slow procession down Pennsylvania Avenue.
ABC's Terry Moran. September 11th, mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed won't get out from under a possible death sentence just yet. The Biden White House is petitioning a federal appeals court to reject a plea deal that would spare him the death penalty. At Boston's Logan Airport, a passenger on a JetBlue flight for Puerto Rico opened an above-wing emergency exit while the jetliner was taxiing and tried to jump out. A law enforcement officer on board stopped him, the man now in custody. This is ABC News. Court appearance here in New York City for the illegal immigrant charged with setting fire to a woman sleeping on a subway train.
By all accounts, the crime was horrific.
The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch on December 22nd. Now, the suspect accused of doing that has pleaded not guilty to murder and arson charges. Prosecutors say Sebastian Zepeda is a Guatemalan citizen who was deported in 2018 but slipped back into the country. Subway crime is actually down in New York City, but Tisch says riders simply don't feel safe. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
Ski resort strike? 200 ski patrollers at Utah's Park City Mountain Resort went on strike over wages they say are too low for high living costs. The resulting thin staffing has left many runs closed and caused long lines for ski lifts. Some skiers heard chanting, "Pay your employees," from lift lines. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota,
the fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota,
we are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a Big Ten conference win at Rutgers, 75-63. John Blackwell leading with 21 points. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
We know we're always in for a battle when we come here. Life on the road in the Big Ten is very difficult. So when you can get road wins and lead wire to wire like we did, a really good team win and obviously a lot of contributions from across the board.
NBA, the Bucks snapped a two-game losing streak with a 128-104 decision over the Raptors in Toronto. Chris Middleton sitting out with ankle tendonitis. NFL, Matt LaFleur says that Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's loss to the Bears. Watson will spend the next year recovering.
I know he'll attack it the right way. He'll handle the adversity. It'll just be a bump in the road for him, and I think he'll come back better. That's just how he is built. That's how he's wired. There'll be good. It's just going to be down the road.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore is getting rave reviews regarding her acceptance speech for her Best Actress Golden Globe. Moore won for her role in the film The Substance. She says the Golden Globe was the first award she had ever won for acting in her 45-year career. The actress says she was at a low point in her career when what she called an absolutely bonkers script came across her desk. She agreed to do the role, and the rest is, as they say, history. The holidays continue for Zendaya and Tom Holland. The couple, who have been dating since 2021, are reported to be engaged, according to TMZ. The couple shared the script screen in 3 Spider-Man films, but typically do not walk the red carpet together. Holland says he was not with his fiancée at the Golden Globes, so she could enjoy her moment. Zendaya was nominated in the Best Actress category for the film Challengers. I think they will each make a great first spouse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, gradual clearing taking place as temperatures drop to the mid-single digits. Light winds across the area. Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies and a few of those clouds yielding a few flurries. High temperatures close to the 20-degree mark. Right now, it's 10.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will be my guest. Meta ends fact-checking, and is a NATO ally really a NATO ally if our president-elect threatens them with force? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Jim Stewartson. Great to have you back, Jim. He's the author of Radicalized, Truth Survives podcast. He writes the Mind War Substack, mind-war.com. And it's free. It's really worth subscribing to. You can find him on Substack at Jim-Stewartson, Stewartson. BSKY.social. And Jim, welcome back. Your article about the Elon just blew my mind. It was a piece of history that I had no idea about, and I wanted you to come on and share it with our viewers and listeners. Let's start in 1948 in Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, this is a classified program that the U.S. intelligence services executed at the end of World War II and for years after. And it brought over at least 1,600 Nazi engineers, scientists, and others over to the United States to help fight the Cold War. And one of those Nazis was a guy named Werner von Braun. And Werner von Braun invented the V-2 rocket, which was otherwise known as the Vengeance rocket. And it terrorized London and Antwerp at the end of World War II. And this guy who created the V-2 rocket was part of Operation Paperclip. And he's relevant, it seems, to the richest man's life in ways that are surprising.
Yeah, so he comes to America, and while he's here, he writes a book called Mars Project in German at Fort Bliss, Texas, and publishes it in 1952 in English. Tell us about this science fiction novel that Werner von Braun wrote.
Yes, well, it's a science fiction novel, but it's a very technical science fiction book. Mm-hmm. The whole last third of it is real technical drawings, et cetera.
It was written by a rocket scientist.
It was by one of the most famous rocket scientists in history.
Right.
He was a Nazi, but he was a legitimate rocket scientist. But he wrote this science fiction book called Mars Project. And in the book, there is a sort of figure on Earth who demands that we become multiplanetary, which is something Elon Musk says constantly, and that we have to colonize Mars. Well, it turns out when you get to Mars, there's a colony there already. And
in the novel.
The leader, what's that?
In the novel.
In the novel, yes. I'm not, we're not breaking news here.
Yeah.
Yes, in the novel, you get there and there's a colony, and the leader of the colony is the Elan.
E-L-O-N.
E-L-O-N, the Elan. And so you may think, well, that's a strange coincidence. And, you know, I kind of heard this story and thought, you know, hey, maybe it's apocryphal. But then I went and started listening to Errol Musk, who is Elon Musk's father. And Errol Musk said out loud that as a child growing up in apartheid South Africa, he was taught these science fiction books, that he was a you know, huge rocketry fan, and that he did, in fact, name his son after the Elan. So he's Elon Musk's father says this.
Elon Musk is named after the guy who ruled the colonies on Mars in the novel written by the Nazi rocket scientist Wernher von Braun. And to make it even weirder, those colonies did not live on the surface. Now, Elon has this company called the Boring Company that drills tunnels. Tell us about how the people lived on Mars in the novel.
Well, yes, there's also, do you remember Hyperloop?
Oh, yeah. Tell people what it is. For a lot of people, you know, I remember, a lot of people don't know what we're talking about.
It was this project that was meant to create a high-speed railway of sorts between San Francisco and L.A., and it was going to be in a tunnel, in a closed loop, and which is very reminiscent of the tunnels on Mars that Wernher von Braun said the Elan was in charge of.
Because people couldn't live on the surface because the surface is so hostile. So this entire society on Mars that they discovered when humans got there was living underground in these tunnels.
That's right. Living underground in these tunnels, which tells you that even back then, Wernher von Braun knew that trying to colonize Mars was not going to happen unless somehow you were able to create a subterranean world, right?
Right.
One other thing that I think is important to understand is that this colony underground was a technocracy. So it was, the Elan was basically the dictator, but his court of jesters, as it were, and people around him were all technocrats, engineers and scientists, et cetera, because he considered those people to be the only people who really should be involved in such, you know, difficult.
It was kind of a benevolent dictatorship, essentially.
Exactly. And something to know about Elon Musk is that his maternal grandfather, Joshua Haldeman, was literally the leader of a pro-Hitler fascist movement in the 30s and 40s called Technocracy Inc. You can, this again, it's crazy. You can look it up. And what they did, what they wanted was a society that was ruled by technocrats, by engineers and scientists, et cetera.
Just like the society on Mars in this novel run by the Elan,
Exactly. One thing to know also about Elon Musk, to give you an idea of how sort of deep this goes with him, is that on his SEC filings for Tesla, he's not the CEO, he is not the CTO, he's the techno king of Tesla.
Interesting.
Literally, that's his title, according to the Security and Exchange Commission. And the reason for that is because, you know, that's how he sees the world. That's how he sees himself, as this sort of benevolent dictator, as you said. There's a philosophy that a lot of these billionaires have latched onto called long-termism. It's also called effective altruism. And it's basically the idea that billionaires are so much smarter and more powerful and capable than everyone else that they should make these decisions for us. They're going to make the hard choices and let the citizens just take their medicine. And unfortunately, you know, for the rest of us, one of those imperatives for Elon Musk is literally going to Mars, and he doesn't care who gets hurt on Earth in the process.
Do you think it's that simple, that this guy is driven by this science fiction fantasy from a Nazi rocket scientist that his father, apparently his grandfather as well, and apparently he all kind of studied and bought into, and that, once you understand that, you understand his worldview?
I think it's a very good window into his worldview. Mm-hmm. His worldview is very complicated, just like a lot of these guys. What he's done is sort of molded it onto the Dark Enlightenment, which is a whole other ideology from right. Curtis Yarvin. I don't know if you've covered it or not.
He writes a blog on Substack.
Yes, he does.
It's hard reading.
He started out as Mencius Moldbug, and his first few articles were about how democracy is basically a liberal conspiracy theory and should go away.
By the way, we should note that this is a guy who had a major influence on J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, David Sachs, all these guys are Mark Andreessen. They all have latched on to this ideology.
Yeah, he's kind of their philosopher king, according to reports.
And they've molded it, Elon Musk has molded it into his sort of Mars first worldview, as it were. The one other sort of way to think about what's going on is, how Trump is threatening Greenland, Canada, Mexico, Panama. They've got Bitcoin stuff going on in Honduras and El Salvador. These guys want to create a North American empire, right? They want to create a gas station, basically, for Elon Musk's rockets, right? The size of the continent. And they really do believe that they are so much more superior than, the rubes and the poors, that they should be making those decisions for us. And democracy is really a very inconvenient, side effect.
Is this philosophy, and my apologies, we only have 45 seconds till we hit a hard break here, but is this kind of like the during the Cold War, where you had the spheres of influence? You had the Soviets, you had the Americans, you had the Chinese.
Well, absolutely. What they follow Alexander Dugin, and without going too far into it,
yeah, Putin's philosophy.
His whole idea is that this is all globalism, right? Mm-hmm. And so what they want to do is break up this unipolar world into different poles, and one of those poles would be North America. One would be Eurasia with, Moscow as the third Rome, and the other would be China and Taiwan. And that's basically how they've decided to carve up.
Right, and ultimately probably South Korea and Japan get subsumed into that.
Exactly.
Yeah, remarkable stuff. Jim, you're doing just amazing work, and I love your newsletter. I encourage everybody to check it out. It's mind-war.com is the website. Or you can just go over to substack.com and plug in Mind War. Jim Stewartson writes this. He's also Jim-Stewartson over on Blue Sky. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Always great talking to you. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, it's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF. They're a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, or even a religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, with two N's at the end, or text my last name, Hartman, to 511-511 to become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. Or go to ffrf.us FFRF.us/Hartman. FFRF.us/Hartman. And welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. And after, you know, having all of our minds blown by Jim's story about Nazi rocket scientists and their. It's just an incredible story. What's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. John in North Chelmsford, Massachusetts. How do you say that, John?
It's Chelmsford.
Oh, Chelmsford. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My mind is blown by the last 25 minutes.
Wasn't that an amazing story? And it's Jim's got it all laid out. He's got all the quotes and everything, you know, over on his website. It's just incredible.
Oh, my God. Awesome. I just want to talk about Canada for a minute. My dad, he's in his 90s. He was born in Montreal. I've got a lot of friends, relatives, and ham radio friends up in the area, Quebec. Mm-hmm. And they are furious at this garbage coming out of Trump's mouth. And, of course, Quebec is very restive and has its own.
You mean about Canada being
anyway.
The 51st state?
Yeah. And well, I told him, try to calm him down. I said, Trump is a false messiah with the jawbone of an ass. But they're still, you know, I don't blame him. Trumpism is creeping up there. Trump think, I call it.
Remember the truckers protest in Canada?
I sure do, and I was absolutely shocked to see some of the trucks with swastikas on the side of them.
Yep, and many of them had Trump banners in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the leader of the Conservative Party up there, the Progressive Conservatives, he's a Trump wannabe.
And he's probably going to be the next prime minister.
Yeah, which is absolutely scary. Yeah. And, you know, my friends, you know, they
I'll bet Elon's going
to
help him.
To the south with great trepidation, and they do not want to be the 51st state or however they want to carve the place up. And then what's Trump going to do about little St. Pierre and Miquelon right off the coast of Newfoundland? That's French territory from France.
Oh, is there an island off the coast of Canada that's still owned by France?
Yes, St. Pierre and Miquelon, right off the coast of Newfoundland.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, even if you're Canadian, you need a passport to get on it.
Is there a French military outpost there?
Yeah, and I actually worked two hams that were there. So anyway,
amazing. Well, John, thanks for the call. 73s.
Okay, 73, Tom.
Great hearing from you, and we'll continue the conversation another time. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls here on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, give me a break. The court got that wrong. Stick around. Back with your calls. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. At the U.S. Capitol, former President Carter now lies in state.
The late president's remains were brought out from the Human Rights Center that's named for him in Atlanta, where the former Georgia governor had lain in state. The motorcade making its way to the U.S. Navy Memorial in downtown Washington. Carter's flag-draped casket was then transferred to a horse-drawn caisson and began its slow procession down Pennsylvania Avenue.
ABC's Terry Moran. September 11th, mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed won't get out from under a possible death sentence just yet. The Biden White House is petitioning a federal appeals court to reject a plea deal that would spare him the death penalty. At Boston's Logan Airport, a passenger on a JetBlue flight for Puerto Rico opened an above-wing emergency exit while the jetliner was taxiing and tried to jump out. A law enforcement officer on board stopped him. The man now in custody. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Golden Globes kicked off awards season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called the Rail Yard with Shibuzi. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. Offense, defense, we get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, gradual clearing taking place as temperatures drop to the mid-single digits. Light winds across the area. Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies and a few of those clouds yielding a few flurries. High temperatures close to the 20-degree mark. It's 6 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Dangerous levels of lead have been found in some commercial baby foods. On the next show, we'll talk about how to protect your family with the campaign for lead-free water and flat.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Nation, while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will watch your brain and make you mean.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls here. Michelle in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I am just curious. They keep throwing around this birthright citizenship. How do I prove I'm a citizen? Both my parents were born at home. I do not have their birth certificates. But yet my husband, who both his parents are born in Italy and have their citizenship, I can prove. He can prove he's an American citizen. How do I prove I'm an American citizen? And as
question.
A lawyer, I'm thinking, how do I tell? I mean, I live in a neighborhood of immigrants. My neighbor across the street from Vietnam, she can prove she's a citizen. I don't know how. What do we do? I don't think two steps ahead, Tom, and I'm very frustrated,
yeah.
As you can tell.
I get it, Michelle. you know, the old expression, the devil's in the details, I think applies here. Stephen Miller and John Eastman, you know, in their absolute crusade to reduce the population of non-white people living on, you know, in America, are going to have a heavy lift here if they go after
and
this
Tom,
kind of.
I am a white. I can glow in the dark, white redhead woman, but I can't prove I'm
American.
They
probably won't even bother you.
I'm married to an Italian. I live in. That's my fear. What do I tell my other clients?
Yeah.
Here's how you prove you're an American. You pledge allegiance to a flag. I don't understand, Tom. So
yeah.
I'm just going to wait for your very informed listeners to teach me more and wait for their ideas.
Well, me too. And you know, we're going to see how this shakes out. I mean, there's going to be an attempt to blow up birthright citizenship. We know that now. We know what the rationale for it is going to be, the primary rationale. There's a secondary rationale that John Eastman is also putting forward which I didn't have time to get to when I was going through the whole list, which is the invader rationale. Just like diplomats' children born here do not have citizenship because they're not subject to the laws of America, the same is true of invaders who are not subject to the laws of America because they're specifically here to overthrow America. Well, Eastman and Trump are claiming that illegal immigrants, in quotes, people who came here without legal status, are invaders. And as such, they're, you know, that 1898 Supreme Court or 1889 Supreme Court decision, Hang Wong, I think it was, whatever it was, applies to them. And, you know, in other words, they have no claim to citizenship. So,
well, one of my dearest friends is from London. She immigrated here in 89 when she was, you know, a teenager. Mm-hmm. Her mother did not complete her paperwork, but now she's working on her citizenship. She had more things to say I'm an American than I do. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait for your callers and listeners to give me
some
advice.
It's going to be a mess. I think they're going to start, though, with low-hanging fruit, you know, which is brown people working in visible environments, you know, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing their job, so.
Yeah. And that will probably have an instant economic impact, and that will probably cause them to back off a little bit. But But how, you know, I think what Eastman is looking at is, I mean, if you look at the chronology, we didn't even have immigration laws until, I believe it was 1924. It was during the 1920s when, other than the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1886, you know, we had no immigration laws specifically that defined who was and wasn't a citizen other than just birthright citizenship. And then in the 20s, we established immigration laws based on racial quotas. The law that was passed in the 1920s said that, and I believe this was during the administration of Coolidge, that law specifically said that America would accept immigrants from different countries as long as the number of those immigrants based on their race did not alter the racial makeup of America. So, you know, we could allow 11% of Hispanics and 14% of black people and, you know, 3% of Asia, whatever the numbers are. I'm just making numbers up, but you get the point. Right. And that stood until 1965. I mean, Lyndon Johnson blew that up. And it was relatively not uncontroversial. It was a follow-on to the Civil Rights and the Voting Rights Acts. But within a few years, the racist Democrats who had, by and large, you know, by the 70s, certainly most all of them had left the Democratic Party and moved over to the Republican Party, the Republicans realized that what was happening was that disproportionately people of color were applying for citizenship, and because there was no longer a racial test for citizenship, they were, you know, America was getting browner and browner rapidly because of, you know, specifically because of that. And so I think that Eastman's long-term goal is to basically reverse that 1965 law, you know, effectively, not by reversing the law, but by reversing the application of birthright citizenship. And
well, I think we should make every American white person take the citizenship test that my Vietnamese neighbor, my London neighbor, and my husband's family had to take. And if they pass it, they can be citizens.
Good luck with that, Michelle.
All right, Tom, you have a good one. Thank you.
I'm guessing 90% of Americans could not pass that test, you know, without at least a study.
They couldn't pass the first 10 questions. What do you mean?
Exactly. Michelle, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Jackie in Port Townsend, Washington. Hey, Jackie, what's up?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Back at you.
Glad you had a vacation, but I always miss you when you're gone.
Well, thank you. That's sweet.
I'm wondering, I've been trying to, well, I've called my senators, my representative, about, you know, the release of the documents of Jack Smith. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to reach that White House for, like, 2 weeks. There's no way to reach them. They don't. Phone number.
Did you try
the recording?
456-1111 comment line.
Yes.
Okay.
And it just says our office is not open till after the holidays, and have a happy holidays or something. But still that same message, and the email is not accessible. I was wondering if anyone else had run into that. But
I've had people complain about that on the program. But Jackie, there's no congressional solution to this. This is purely judicial. You've got Judge Cannon saying that it's got to be held. It's going to be appealed. Congress has no say in the matter.
Well, you know, we all have to speak up in unison. But the thing is about Judge Cannon, she's not the boss of us. And she already threw out the case anyway.
Right.
So why isn't it a moot point?
Well, what she's arguing is that since she threw out the case, there's no legitimacy to the to publishing the investigations apropos of it, you know, that led to it, or that would have.
Well, she threw out the one case, the documents case,
right,
but not the other one.
You're right, and that's why Judge Chutkan came out and said Judge Cannon is wrong. And so, you know, the government is appealing this right now. The Department of Justice is appealing this, and we'll see where the appeal goes. But, you know, if Democrats controlled either the House or Senate, then one of their committees, ideally a Judiciary Committee, could subpoena those documents and put them into the public record by simply reading them into the congressional record. But right now, the Democrats no longer control either party and thus don't control any of the committees, and so that option is out.
Well, there's a phone number for the Department of Justice comment line.
Yeah.
202-353-1555. Mm-hmm. And the main switchboard for the Justice Department is 202-514-2000. Everyone should be calling the Justice Department.
Yeah. Not only, and I would say, not only do I want to see the Jack Smith reports, the two-volume report, I'd also like to see the unredacted Robert Mueller report.
We have that right as citizens.
I believe so.
I believe.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. Jackie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Joanne in Berkshire, Massachusetts. Hey, Joanne, what's up? Thanks for listening to WHMP.
I take you off speaker. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make a comment. First of all, there was a song I recommended to your screener, Sunny Meadows, 1997-99. It's called Just Like in Germany, Before the War, and it was part of an album, but the words are unbelievably relevant to today. Hmm. The other thing is I wanted to mention that I follow the psychology of fascism and why people become fascists and why people are followers. And I happened to, as you probably do, notice that Trump is following verbatim the script, Mein Kampf script.
Absolutely.
And what he did in those first 100 days. And if you remember, first, he did away with the Constitution and the Republic. But then the following year, when the Prussian hierarchy said to him, look, we don't want these brown shirts anymore. You get rid of them or we get rid of you. He got rid of them.
Well, he converted
so
them into
I don't
the army.
No, he remember the Night of Knives and then thousands of his political threats and political opposition leaders, people who had been chancellors, he murdered.
Well, there is
that. And I'm not saying that will happen, but I believe very much that he will turn on these people and betray them. He's already beginning to do it.
Yeah.
And the other last thing I want to make a comment of, there's a poem that was an ode, and it was the last great poet, prophetic poet of the court of Java. And it's by Ranga Warsita, and it's called In the Time of Darkness. And I hate to be negative, but it just, now the glory of the realm is manifest and empty white. I mean, that's how it begins.
Yeah.
And the rule of rules is in ruin. It's a marvelous, I mean, for unfortunately for people who study history, history is imposed upon us by those who don't.
Yes.
So
you're right.
For all we do, you know, I mean, I sit here and I talk to people who are in the Council of Foreign Relations who I grew up with, and it's completely over their head.
Yeah, sadly. I get it. I get it, Joanne. And I'm as concerned as you are. And the one advantage that we have that the remnants of the Weimar Republic didn't have is that we can look back at history and see how this has played out in the past. But, you know, like
Absolutely.
You said, most people are not. They're not familiar with it. Joanne, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
47 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air. watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Turn the dial, hear the chatter. Voices rise, opinions scatter. Across the airwaves, loud and clear.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Tom, first of all, another book that tells the story of Nazis who came over to this country after World War II and was the hidden Nazi. It's the story of probably the worst war criminal ever, and he was allowed to come to the United States secretly through the Dulles brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really want to talk about...
There's a fairly grim history around Operation Paperclip and some of the things peripheral to it, particularly with regard to the CIA, because Paperclip was more about our rocket program. But yeah, I get it, Ron. I'm familiar with it.
But what I'd call about was Nick Fuentes was in Chicago in Berwyn, Illinois, about 2 weeks ago, and he was in a shootout with somebody who came to his house, and they opened fire, and they didn't get him. But I was just wondering why Nick Fuentes was in Berwyn, a suburb of Chicago, and Trump has said that he wants to use Chicago as the first example of his border policy crackdown. And he said he was going to use military and paramilitary forces. And I just wonder if Nick Fuentes was here recruiting and organizing for that effort.
Wow. I don't know the details of that, Ron, so I can't speak to that specifically. But speaking broadly, I am very concerned that Trump is going to try to build or allow to form a more coherent, more organized, more disciplined national militia, essentially coalition of militia groups, you know, the Three Percenters and the Proud Boys and et cetera, et cetera. And that they will become, Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin both have groups like this. Putin's one is primarily a motorcycle club that has spread all over Russia, and they just go around and they mostly beat up gay people, and people of color. And in Hungary, they've got these militia groups that go around and beat up the Roma, you know, what we used to call gypsies, and Syrian refugees. So.
Dina Vidala has had problems with the Proud Boys, if I'm not mistaken. He had a lawsuit against them.
Yeah.
And one.
He did.
So they're a dangerous organization. And with Trump and the FBI being neutered as far as efforts to.
I don't think the FBI is going to be neutered. I think the FBI is going to become, you know, like it was under J. Edgar Hoover, only worse. I mean, Hoover used the FBI to try to convince Martin Luther King, for example, to commit suicide, you'll recall. You know, I mean, he spied on me. You know, I was in SDS in the 60s in East Lansing, Michigan. And you know, the FBI, the Michigan State Police, I mean, they were all over us. So I'm expecting those days to come back in on steroids.
Yeah, he went after our organization, BVAW also.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Thank you for your work, Tom.
Thank you, Ron. Good talking to you. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I had to call back because I heard your earlier caller, Michelle, asking about how does one prove they were a U.S. citizen. You know, this is the year in which you have to upgrade your driver's license or non-driver's
ID. By May of this year, I believe.
IDs. By May to a real ID or enhanced. If you are a U.S. citizen, you have a choice between the real or the enhanced, but only U.S. citizens can go for the enhanced, which is $30 extra. You have to have your original documents of U.S. birth certificate, U.S. passport, or even U.S. certificate of naturalization, along with Social Security card and proof of state address. And then when you upgrade it and it becomes enhanced, it's $30 extra on top of the DMV fees, all right, the DMV fees in the respective states.
So legally, that will allow you to say, yes, I am a citizen when they come knocking on your door. But what if they say, you know, we don't accept that anymore because we think maybe your parents were illegal immigrants? Then what do you do?
It does not matter. If you, yeah, but if you're a U.S. citizen, you can get an enhanced.
It's not up to you and me to decide what matters and what doesn't. So it's going to be up to the next attorney general, and that's where the problem could come in. But Michael, thank you for the call, and thanks for the information, and thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about
got this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how we...
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump went 1-for-2 Tuesday in his legal cases. Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon temporarily blocking the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's final report in the classified documents case here in New York City.
A legal blow for Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge denying his request to delay his criminal sentencing set for Friday. Judge Ellen Gesmer rejecting Trump's claim that the case should be delayed because of presidential immunity.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 30,000 residents of Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood are under evacuation orders from a fast-moving, wind-driven wildfire. More than 13,000 homes and other structures are threatened, and California Governor Gavin Newsom says some have been destroyed. Las Vegas investigators say New Year's Day truck bomber Matthew Leivelsberger used artificial intelligence, including ChatGPT, to help plot out the attack. This is ABC News.